KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Eskom says it expects to restore electricity to most of the customers who are still without supply by this afternoon. It says the severe weather in KZN early last week caused serious damage to infrastructure, knocking out power to more than 190,000 customers. The utility says technicians have been working flat out since Tuesday under challenging conditions to switch the lights back on. It says they've made strides in northern KZN, and now those technicians have been sent to add manpower to the teams restoring power in areas including Margate and Kokstad. Here's national spokesperson Daphne Mogwena.
Eskom acknowledges that electricity supply in Kokstad, Harding, Howick, Nottingham Road and Margate in the KwaZulu-Natal province remains disrupted due to severe weather conditions earlier this week. Our teams, in close collaboration with local municipalities, are diligently working to restore power as swiftly as possible.
Eskom says it anticipates to have cleared all faults by tomorrow or Tuesday. And President Cyril Ramaphosa has praised South Africa's cricket team for their historic ICC World Test Championships win against Australia. The Proteas won by 5 wickets on the fourth day at Lord's in London yesterday, with most credit for their victory going to captain Themba Bavuma and batsman Aidan Markram. They scored 69 and 136 respectively in their second innings. President Ramaphosa said the team has done South Africa proud. Meanwhile, captain Themba Bavuma was asked to sum up his emotions after the match.
We came here with a lot of belief, also with a lot of doubters, and a special moment for us as a team, special moment for the people back home. The energy was there. We've been wanting this. You know, we've been relentless, getting ourselves into positions where we can be in finals. The sun is on us at the moment. You know, that responsibility, we've been carrying it. Hopefully this is one of many.
And abroad, Iranians and Israelis walked to smoke and rubble this morning after the arch rivals expanded their attacks overnight. Israeli media are reporting at least 8 people have been killed and in 2 Iranian missile strikes. It's also been reported 130 people were injured in the attacks. Meanwhile, Israel's military say they've kept up retaliatory assaults by striking Tehran's defense ministry. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has previously warned Israel's response to Iran will be swift and decisive.
Pilots over the skies of Tehran will deal blows to the Ayatollah regime that they cannot even imagine. We have indications that senior leaders in Iran are already packing their bags. They sense what's coming.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. On the weather front back home, clear skies in KZN today. Durban and Ulundi 25, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 27, Ladysmith and Underberg 20, Moy River 18, Newcastle 21, Margate 23 and Kokstad 19. 2 metre high swells at the Durban beach this morning with sunset at 3 minutes past 5. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanye.